News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Every month, Irish Water removes 60 tonnes of sewage-related litter, which is the equivalent of 5 double-decker buses. Flushing items such as sanitary products, wet wipes, nappies and condoms down the toilet is causing a major disruption to the process of pumping clean water back into the sea. I went out to the country's largest wastewater treatment plant at Ringsend in Dublin Bay. I spoke to Kieran McCausland, who is Technical Director at Celtic Anglican Water. I began by asking him what exactly is coming into the plant.
We're taking everything that goes into the sewer network. So that's everything that anyone flushes down the toilet. Also, everything that's coming off the roads, there's a proportion of that coming down here as well. So you even would see stuff as big as tyres, bike tyres, large pieces of wood, all sorts will come up against the screens here at Ringsend. Every stage of sewage treatment is separation. First of all, taking out the very large materials that won't pass the screen, and that could be your sticks, your baby wipes. Then the grit. So the grit is very heavy, and that just falls out in grit tanks. Following that, it gets a little more complex. There is some material that will settle out of the wastewater, and that'll be different solid material. It'll be fecal material. So gravity is allowing that to settle out in a tank, but there's still a lot of stuff that won't, you know, settle out, that is still polluting. So that's where secondary treatment comes in. We get bacteria to do the work for us.
Kate Gannon, Corporate Affairs Manager with Irish Water.
Kate, just tell us about the kind of problems that you do encounter in terms of people doing the wrong thing and what they should be doing.
Irish Water partners with Clean Coast on the Think Before You Flush campaign, which highlights the negative impacts of flushing the wrong things down the toilet. We find that people flush things like wipes, nappies, sanitary products, condoms, cotton bud sticks, lots of different things down the toilet. These are made of plastic or plastic fibres, which means they don't disintegrate in the network and they can block up people's internal plumbing in their homes. They can cause blockages in our wastewater networks, or they end up at the inlet screens of our wastewater treatment plants.
Now, there'll be people listening to this morning saying, look, we won't go into detail about the different things, but saying, I don't want to dispose of that any other way than putting it down the toilet. What do you say to those people?
They don't disintegrate like pee, poo or paper would when you flush them down the toilet, and they cost a huge amount of time and money and effort and blockages in the systems.
What does that actually mean for you guys down the road? I mean, how much of your work is about sorting out the mess that the blockages that we create?
In the first 9 months of the year, Irish Water has removed almost 4,700 individual blockages in our wastewater networks. That's at a very conservative cost of about 7 million euros already.
I've seen this term used a little bit, ragging. What is it and how big of a problem is it?
So ragging is basically sewage related litter. Every month we remove 60 tons of ragging from the inlet screens of our plant. That's the equivalent of 5 double-decker buses.
We're on top of the set for Ireland's Fittest Family here. No, it's not the set of Ireland's. It feels like it is because we've gone up about 200 steps. If I could just describe it for the listener, we're on top of this building and it's like a rooftop swimming pool, except I'm guessing you don't want to swim in here.
So what you're seeing here is two basins actually that are in a set of four, and each is in a different stage. So this one that's all aerated, everything is being constantly mixed. There's a load of air being pumped into that basin, and what's occurring in that is that bacteria grow in that basin, so they're reducing polluting material all the time as we're aerating it.
We've moved down to the other side of this structure. We've spectacular views out over Dublin Bay. I can see like a kind of a small waterfall. That's the final effluent, you're saying?
Yeah, and that final effluent then is discharged by gravity from these tanks. It all passes through ultraviolet radiation lamps, and they destroy about 90% of the remaining bacteria.
How would you categorise the quality of that water that's been released into Dublin Bay?
It's meeting the consent limits.
Is it clean, I suppose, is the question.
Yes, today you can see it is clean, yes.
Sinead McCoy, Clean Coast Manager.
Sinead, just tell us, what's the message you want to get across to people today?
I suppose to start with saying, for those of you who don't know the Clean Coast programme, it has 700 volunteer groups working around the coast cleaning our beaches. And a few years ago, something that we noticed was that we were getting a lot of wet wipes and sanitary waste onto beaches. We were able to develop the Think Before You Flush campaign. It's a very simple message. Please just think before you flush.
Now, a lot of people listening this morning would go, I actually didn't realise when I put a wipe down the toilet, which may have said on it that it's flushable, that that's going to end up on our beach. How does that happen, I suppose?
The biggest reaction that we get from this campaign is, oh my God, I didn't realise, I won't do that again, which is great. And it is a case of people just don't have the information. So it's quite a common thing that people were doing. It's not just when they're flushed, a lot of the material can be removed. And when blockages do happen, they do need to overflow sometimes in order to fix the problem. So because of those reasons, they can end up then out on our beaches. We have definitely seen a change in behaviour. We've seen a change in awareness. A lot of people are very interested in Think Before You Flush.